And here with our first look at what it says in the papers is John S. Doyle.
It's the 1st of October, and there's a somber picture on the front page of the Irish Examiner. It shows a cloudy evening sky and lights from a pier shining on the sea. The photograph was taken by Don McMonagall at Cunanna Harbour near Cahersiveen, County Kerry, where the bodies of three fishermen were recovered from the water yesterday. The paper says that the three men were understood to be Eastern European and living in the area. It is believed they had gone out earlier in the day in what the Coast Guard described as a 15-foot punt, writes Anne Lucy. The Irish Independent says it is believed to have been a freak accident. Boat horror, says the headline in the Irish Daily Mirror. The Examiner reports in its lead story that consumers are increasingly nervous. The results of a consumer sentiment index showing rising concerns over Brexit, increased household costs, and limited expectation of gains in next week's budget. Fianna Fáil TD Billy Kelleher may be of help. Writing in the Examiner, he says house hunters should be able to shop around for mortgages in any country in Europe. There's more help forecast in the Irish Times, where it's reported that the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, is set to cut the property tax rate to prevent steep rises in annual bills. But the paper says he is resisting pressure from the Independent Alliance to announce the measure in the budget. In the Irish Daily Star's lead story, Michael O'Toole writes that a cheeky inmate has had his cell raided after he advertised his car online from behind bars in Wheatfield Prison. The Irish Sun leads with an allegation about the soccer player Cristiano Ronaldo, based on what the paper calls explosive legal papers which it has seen concerning a woman who has accused him of raping her in 2009. The Irish Daily Mail reports that a homeless woman arrived at the Rotunda Hospital in Dublin with two stillborn twins after she went into labour in a South Dublin hotel. The paper's Ali Bracken writes that Father Peter McVerry, the homelessness campaigner, called for the woman's family to be housed immediately. He said, "We can't link the deaths to their living situation, but it was possibly a contributory factor." The presidential campaign gets much coverage. It's a six-horse race, says the Examiner. Fair enough, since the paper is reporting from, among other places, the horse fair in Ballinasloe. Gavin Duffy was there, and he appears in a number of papers petting a tiny dog. The President, Michael T. Higgins, was there too, and is seen in a photograph in the Irish Times petting a tiny horse. The Independent reports a spokesman for Mr. Higgins as saying that he will continue to carry out presidential duties for the next 2.5 weeks. The Irish Times reports that the candidate Joan Freeman did not donate her Shannon salary to Pieta House, the suicide prevention charity she founded, as she had pledged to do. Instead, writes Jack Parr, she donated €41,000 to Solace House, a separate New York-based charity which she set up in 2015. A spokeswoman for Ms. Freeman said the donation amounted to her full Shannon salary after tax and pension deductions. The Times Ireland edition leads with a report that Sean Gallagher has pledged to campaign for a united Ireland if his bid for the presidency succeeds. It's part of what Jennifer Bray describes as a wide-ranging interview with the businessman. He revealed that he had voted in favour of the Eighth Amendment. He expressed concern about an unaudited €317,000 allowance to the president, and he said he believed Brexit was a mistake.
John, thank you. It's 11 minutes past 7.